If I have the address, like I said, I just need, because I can't see what you're putting up there.
280 Lakefront.
What?
280 Lakefront.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, did some out there go up, some not? Did a new inspector go out? Is there, I mean, I'm just trying to answer her question.
It's not coming up under 280 Lakefront for me. What have you got for the name? Is that the one you've got up there on your screen?
Yes.
They don't have sites in our program yet, currently.
And are you... Is the valuation question just as to this property, or is there, do you have it on the other
ones? The other ones, yes.
Okay. And what's the basis, and while we're waiting on that, sure. What's the basis on the other one?
One of them has the wrong square footage. They've assessed me for 3 levels. The house only has 2 levels.
Okay.
And the other ones are my valuation was increased by a higher percentage than my neighbor's.
Okay. Are these in other locations?
Correct, yes.
Okay. I'm sorry. Let's just wait a second and see if we get this one resolved.
Okay. This one says it's a residence. It's not put down as a lodge, but it was the same appraiser, so I don't know. He's no longer here.
Okay, so somebody went out there and there was
not
an impact notice sent out. I mean, you don't have any notes as to what was changed as far as the evaluation? In other words, why it increased?
Well, this one went down.
Well, that was my next question. Yours went... So
the neighbor went down because it was just listed as a residence. And then... hers went up.
Her property at 205 Lakefront... She said it went up, and that's what we're trying to determine why it went up.
Like I said, it was changed to a lodge, so.
We don't know why it went up.
Like I said, this one, hers is a lodge like all the others, but for some reason that other one, the neighbor did not get changed over. It just was sitting there as a residence.
Okay, the neighbors are residents, okay.
And that could be something where they sent in a sales letter and said they weren't renting it. Is that true?
Oh, it's listed.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see. I'll look at the P-Val and see. Yeah, the neighbor came to BOE in... 21. I don't know what they were trying to do there.
I mean, I don't know about the board, but I mean, I think the only question here is why did it change? Was there a new assessment? In other words, did somebody go out and say, hey, we missed that. We need to add that into her evaluation?
I guess we need to add, if
that person is no longer here and didn't put any notes.
It needs to be changed to lodge. Is what it should be. That's why they went. They actually went down. They didn't go up. But they're like the only one there apparently.
Okay, so. But her property 205. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, her property is one of the ones that's
right. Did somebody go out and say, hey, we missed something, we need to?
Yeah.
That's what I'm asking.
Yes.
Okay, is there a note in there as to what was changed?
There is.
In other words, I'm assuming that the reason it changed is because somebody went out.
They went out and they changed the structure from a motel to a lodge, and that's what happened. So.
Okay, the change went from motel to lodge. Okay. Oh, okay. And that caused it to go up 5,000, or how much? How much did it go up?
It went up 46.3%. But again, the program in the sketch, it's going to change the valuations of things in the sketch because there's kitchens in these, and there's not in motels.
Yeah, they for that kind of increase, they would have had to have go out there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, do we have any kind of comps or anything like that on this property versus other ones? We can give you the opportunity to do that.
I'm just requesting that I don't have my value increased from 2023, just like my neighbor did not have their value increased.
But you're asking for it to go back to, is that 168?
So it was that split classification last time. That's why it looks so much different. So she moved me to 100% commercial, which gives you the higher number this year.
Well, then what we just did, which was change your classification, should bring that down, right?
Well, if you look at the total value before the classification input, the assessed value versus the appraised value. So my appraised value went up. My neighbor's appraised value did not go up either before you even look at the assessed value.
But the appraised value went up because it got classified what? Because it was classified as a lodge?
She's classified as a lodge, but if you look at the Beacon picture, which brings up the price per square foot, they're all in the same range, like between $106 to was $139 a square foot, or no, they're actually $115, between $106 and $115 per square foot in our program. And so they're all checking out.
And this value is consistent with the other values.
Correct.
Good.
Which is probably why the appraiser didn't notice that he hadn't made all of them lodges in that area. As long as they're showing up in the map and they're not egregiously wrong, then they figure they've done it correctly.
But the neighbors has apparently indicated to your office that they're using it as a residence. We just found out today that may not be true, but that's what, okay.
And that stuff happens. And then, you know, because we send out, when people buy these, we send out a sales letter, and we ask them if they would fill it out, and some do, and some do not. And then also there's a nightly rental affidavit, and we do have people that say, you know, in the middle of this resort, we're just going to move in with our family. And
sure.
We do. And so we just have to mark what it says. We don't
understand
on that.
Okay, is the value right now at $684,170? And what value are you asking it to go to?
To keep it the same as 2023.
And what is that?
Which is what?
Hmm?
I was asking the same thing, which is what?
Well, let me find my card.
So if you want to pull it up on the card.
The appraised value. Is that the number over there? 504-410? Is that? It looks like 504-410.
That's the 75-25 split.
Okay. I'll add together.
So the total is over in red.
See the column that says commercial total right there in white?
You mean 218?
That's the assessed. And that commercial total is 684 appraised. And then the yellow column next to it is assessed.
So in 2023, on my card, it was 672,550 on the appraised, not the assessed line. And then they took that, and that's when they split it.
Okay, so it was 672,550, and then they took the split, and you're asking for it not to change. You want it to go from 684 to 672.
Correct.
So $11,600 difference.
Correct.
So she's asking to change on one when the rest of the neighborhood has all been corrected.
Okay, well, I mean, the question I was asking is if did the other, has the rest of the neighborhood also gone up? We've dealt with one neighbor, but what about the rest of the neighborhood there? Did somebody go out and do this? In other words, is this kind of an across the board? Everybody was reevaluated out there?
Like, in other words, is the one right next to her, was it assessed?
Was the assessment increased from last time?
Let me look.
No, I'm asking for the one right to the left of her, so it would be at the bottom, below her.
Right there.
No.
So the person who assessed
the
that.
The one right next to her.
The person who assessed hers, okay, that one is a different one, and the three next to it, that one and the next two. So the three in a row were assessed recently by another person. They were assessed in February.
Did all of theirs go up?
Looks like it, yeah. Let me go next door. Beekeeper.
Yeah, I think the difference is from the index going from 2.35 to 2.4.
Right. Okay. Well, you can tell them that while I look for it.
So I think the difference there is the index going up from 2.35 to 2.4 on commercial. So that's why there's an increase.
Yeah, and the next door one is beekeepers, and that one up also about 40%.
And they're coming off 75-25.
Well, I'm not even looking at classification. I'm just looking at assessed value.
Yeah.
Or appraised value. Excuse me.
Appraised value, yeah.
Appraised value is why did that all of them went up along that line?
Yeah, that whole
okay.
area.
For whatever reason, she's found one across. She said they didn't get an impact notice. I don't know whether they did
because
or not.
They're marked as residential.
Okay.
Yeah, so the impact note for commercial, it went from 2.35 to 2.4.
That makes sense.
Residential went from 2.58 to 2.4.
Okay.
So residential would have came down. Commercial would have went up.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So they wouldn't have gotten an impact.
So when it came down, there's no impact notice.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? Okay. Based on that information, I would have to make a motion on BOE 83 to deny of change in value.
Second.
If a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Let's deal with the – which one would you like to deal with next?
We can do 410 Poolside Pass.
Okay. And there's two right together here. All right. And did you send something in on these two as well?
Let me look.
I'm asking.
Oh, she did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Here it is. Okay, I've got it. This is the one where you indicate that the square footage is off?
Correct. I was assessed for three levels, and the house only has two levels.
Sounds reasonable to me. Can you verify that? See what we get.
Dan, can you look at that and come and comment on it? So that's the reason why on Beacon I added the property record cards. We don't go inside. Sometimes the people miss this on their sketch. If we're missing a floor, I mean, that's our fault.
You missed a floor in another house, but I said you did miss a floor in another house, but
okay.
Not one of mine.
Okay. Well.
But you added a floor to mine.
Did it have that floor?
Mine? Oh, the other house that I don't know.
No, I'm asking, did we have your floors correct?
No, my floors are not correct.
Okay.
That's why I'm here.
That's what we need to know.
Yep, that's why I'm here.
Because if they're not, then I'm going to have Dan redraw that sketch.